Hello and welcome to Diz After Dark, a Disney podcast of grown-ups that's not the same as all the others. Each episode, we discuss the latest news from both inside and outside Disney parks and resorts, but with an adult twist. All views and opinions are our own, and listener discretion is advised. Please lower your safety restraints, as things may get bumpy. But if you're ready, we'll get started.
Well, that's a good way to start off. This is, I suppose, Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah.
I'm so good with this. I still think that's one of the greatest show titles I've ever thought of. Craig didn't find it funny.
Craig doesn't find things funny. He just says, I think...
Not being funny, but yeah. So, this is Diz After Dark, and it is Sunday the 29th.
29th? Yeah, 29th.
Yeah. Of September, I hope so, because that's what my ticket's booked for. And we are now in a queue to get into Hollywood Studios, which could be opening soon. The time's 8:24. Maybe half past, we're not sure. We're waiting to go in. We've got a fast pass at 9 for Tower.
Yeah.
And then we're checking to see if there's any other fast pass later. We've got fast passes, we've got Muppets and Indy.
Yeah.
But we'll see what we do.
Yeah.
What else, if there's not massive queues, what else are you in the queue for?
I definitely want to do Rock and Roller Coaster. I've not actually done it in Hollywood Studios. Every time I've got here, it's either the queue's been too long. Last time I was here, I got in the queue and then it broke down and I was meant to be meeting the family at Magic Kingdom.
So I've never
done it here.
Right, okay, because it is... I mean, the ride is the same, but the experience is slightly different. So.
Yeah, I literally got to that door as you go in, and it broke down, so
okay.
I didn't do it.
Okay. I would quite like to do Slinky Dog, if the queue's not too long.
Yeah.
Toy Story Mania is always quite fun.
Yeah.
But that's kind of it.
Yeah, we're going to go in One Man's Dream or Walt Disney Presents, as it's called now.
It's always One Man's Dream... in the title somewhere.
It depends on whether they're showing the video or not, which I don't think they are at the moment. I think they're showing the Maleficent clips.
They just started that, because we talked about it on the last episode.
Yeah. So I think One Man's Dream's out at the moment.
Right.
But I do want to see the Eternals.
Yeah, I mean, they were never the same after Louise left.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, but there you go. That's a joke. 2% of the audience will get. Not many. But we've had fun so far. This is our one and only time in a Disney park this trip.
Yeah, it's quite strange being back on property.
We've seen, as we came in, the skyline is working.
Yeah.
We're going to trot, if we're allowed to, we're going to go on that later on.
Yeah.
Look quite good, look quite quick.
Yeah,
actually.
It did. I was surprised at how quickly it was. And we saw a lot of the themed ones as well went over us.
Yeah.
I know I saw Pirates, Guardians.
I saw Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, I saw the Seven Dwarfs. The only one I didn't see was the Haunted Mansion, actually, which...
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that'd be quite fun if we can get on that. And then, of course, we're going to go to Galaxy's Edge. Well, we've got a canteen reservation at 12:55,
I think, yeah.
But it's like recently the queues haven't been too bad, so we can probably go in wherever we want.
Yeah.
But I think we need to do the main park first.
Yeah.
But we'll get in there at some point later this morning. Yeah.
Better weather than it was last night.
Yeah, last night was very wet for Halloween Horror Nights, and that didn't help yet to go into some ice cold houses.
Yeah, it was definitely, and some of them were slightly flooded as well
at the beginning. Yeah. It's interesting because I've not been here since the Sorcerer's Hat's gone.
No, I haven't either.
Or the Great Movie Ride, which, I mean, obviously the building's still there, but it's not the same. So, yeah, it's going to be.
Piece of America's gone as well.
Yes. So you were saying, because you said you didn't like what they've done with the entrance. I've got to be honest, I can't remember how different it looked before.
Well, before there was kind of like an area outside where there was a fountain or depending on what time of the year it was, there'd be like a Mickey Toe Parade, which seems to have disappeared.
Yeah, and they had the sign as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've moved all the car parking around a little bit because of the Skyliner. Yeah. Skyliner entrance is literally right outside now.
Yeah, you're a 2 minute walk away from the entrance. So, right, we're waiting to get in now. We'll come back to you in a little bit.
That one where the umbrellas are, that's where the
pork
sandwich is.
Right. So, actually, I think the McDonald's bit was there.
Right,
so we're in the park. It wasn't too bad to get in.
No,
was it
pretty
really?
Quick with swapping over our barcode for a ticket.
Although, I mean, I didn't see that in the email that you had to have the credit card. Luckily, I had the credit card with me, but it was only by chance.
I've changed my credit card as well, but I kept that one with me just in case.
Yeah.
I needed some extra funds, but...
So bear that in mind, kids. If you buy your tickets, make sure you steal the credit card of whoever you... That's the thing. Like, I could have... Like, Lindsay might have bought those for me.
Yeah.
And then I've actually taken her card, so I think it's a bit silly. But anyway, it's fine. We're in. We're going to the Tower of Terror. Have I told you how much I hate the Tower of Terror? I already hate the Tower of Terror.
But you love it still.
It takes a lot to get me to get on it. So feel privileged that you managed to coach me on it. You're a rare number of people that have managed to do that. Beauty and the Beast is on at 1 o'clock, it looks like. That's something else I'll still never see. No effort for that.
I have seen it.
Have you?
Yeah, I saw it the last time I came.
Is it amazing?
No,
of course it's not.
Normally the Prince is really, really campy.
Hang on, the Beast or the Prince?
The Prince.
Okay.
So, Tower of Terror's got a 45 minute wait.
As soon as parts open, I don't think it's that bad for Tower of Terror, is it? Really? Right, so we will speak to you on the other side. Which is actually quite ironic saying that, isn't it? Because we'll be on the other side. What? Oh man, we've got 3 minutes.
I think we can go in though.
Oh, okay. Right. Let's go in.
I'm down here and there's no Wi-Fi.
Of course not. I didn't have Wi-Fi when this hotel first opened.
What's that? There's only 10 of us in there.
You unlock this drawer with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone. Hollywood, 1939. Amid the glitz and the glitter of a bustling young movie town at the height of its golden age, the Hollywood Tower Hotel was a star in its own right, a beacon for the show business elite. Now, something is about to happen that will change all that. The time is now, on an evening very much like the one we have just witnessed. Tonight's story on the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. This, as you may recognize, is a maintenance service elevator, still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star, and this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
It's really weird thinking that we've interviewed him.
Mm-hmm.
It's another... That shaft.
Huh?
It's that shaft. There's people queuing around there to get into that one.
Is that a special shaft?
I don't know.
Shaft!
We've just got multiple ones on this one, so it goes quicker than that one. The only one there. Where is that one at the end? Right there. Oh, there. They're not using this one.
Using
the M one. I'm kind of glad I'm sitting in the middle. I don't like sitting on the inside.
No.
Because I always whack my knees on the outside. Outside of the left. I always end up going like that. Came off the one in Paris and Cardi Walk.
You were the passengers who moved in common about to ascend into your very own suburb, the Twilight Zone. One stormy night long ago, five people stepped through the door of an elevator out of a nightmare. That door is opening once again. This time, it's opening for you. To discover what lies beyond the fifth dimension, beyond the deepest, darkest corner of the imagination, in the challenge.
Listen to Mark Silverman and not always use bookings.com. At least not for the mystery hotels. Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings and watch your step as you exit the elevator doors. We trust your stay at the Hollywood Tower Hotel has been a pleasant one. And please do come back and see us again.
I may end up spending some money on that. I hate the shop in Paris. The passion. It's not got anything in it
terror
related after time.
Well, not every time I've been in there recently,
they have. It was a bit better because they got the hats and the bells.
Oh, I just hate the way it makes my stomach feel.
See, I didn't think that was that bad.
I love the things.
I've already seen something I want that I've wanted for ages.
What we always see with what I like about this version is that fifth dimension.
Yeah.
It is such a clever utilisation of space, and all the others lack it. But right, well, I'm going to let P-Dubs be dangerous without recording, just in case Lisa hears this, so I'm going to stop recording.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G-Force Records. As you make your way down that hallway, please continue moving all the way down towards that far wall and all the way up to, but not crossing, that yellow line. You are no longer a single file line, but one large tour group, so please spread out to the left, to the right, and all the way forward, making sure to fill up that carpet. Thank you.
That's your carpet.
She is worse than you.
This is worse than Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Right, the cast members of this attraction are making me seem like not too shabby with puns. And when they're going to leave me crying.
Those doors in front of you will be opening towards you in just a matter of moments. The doors are made of what we like to call heavy metal, and we don't want you to become our next smash hit. So make sure you are behind the yellow line until the doors open out towards you. Enjoy your tour.
This is the backside of the studio. This is bad, though. If you haven't seen this.
You guys can go ahead and go in.
You watch it or you up?
It's alright, I've seen it.
It's slightly longer.
Yeah.
Because the storyline's different.
Camerino's in it.
Exactly. To be honest, if you know who Camerino is and you know that fact, that's all you need to worry about, Sunshine. Yeah. So the dealio is that they're late for their concert because they're working on the record. Oh no!
For 20 years, according to them.
For 20 years, and we are being sent a super stretch limo that is going to take us to the concert, get us backstage to the concert in time for it to start. There is your story. The Paris storyline, I still don't know what it actually is, but I don't care because the ride is good.
What it was.
yes, what it was.
Really weird. I walked down to it last weekend, last Saturday night, and it was really bizarre.
Well, because everything was closed off, isn't it? Everything's boarded up.
Literally, just before you get to where the umbrella used to be, it's just boarded off.
Right, so we're in the queue now for Rock and Roller Coaster, as you put in guess. Switch it back onto the cord as we're getting near. So we're hit up to get on the same car. I'm in 8, he's in 3. 4. He's in the front, I'm in the back.
Hello, Los Angeles. Bill St. James here, broadcasting live from the Aerosmith concert. Seems like everyone in town is heading to this show, so there's traffic everywhere you go. But don't worry, we have this concert covered. Just keep it right here on LA's classic rock station.
Thank you. So we just come off Rock and Roller Coaster. I was a hero, saved someone's phone, fell out of his pocket.
Mr. Miyagi.
Let's not give Craig ammunition. So obviously that was your first time doing that version.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously a very similar ride, yeah. But you know, what did you think?
I actually think the Paris one's a bit more oomph to it.
Oh yeah, it's more punchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, both rides we've done today, I felt the Paris one has got a bit more oomph to it. I think Tower has as well.
Yeah, Tower I felt more jerky on. Like, I felt worse coming off that one than I did coming off the Paris one.
Yeah.
Like, in my stomach, what I mean by that.
Yeah, Paris just seems to have more to it. That's the one here seemed to be really short. Like, it was only a couple of lifts and a couple of...
Well, it was. Yeah. Like, it opens.
Paris seems like it's four or five.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I mean, I know you've got that extra scene in it.
Yeah.
And that is really good. But, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So, right. What's on here?
We've only got 8 minutes until our next fast pass.
Well, that's just meet and greets anyway.
My position's closed. So we must be the first fast pass for the day.
Star Souls is 15. Rock and Roller Coaster 40. Slinky Dog's 55. Toy Story Mania is still 35. So, yeah. And Arse is 20.
Yeah.
None of those really changed all day, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, Craig reckoned we'd have to queue for like hours to get on Slinky Dog.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
No. So, we'll see.
Do my pull.
It'll be jackfruit now, mate. It's all vegans.
Oh no.
Mojo pull pulp. Yep. Oh, that's it. Never change.
Yeah.
Like, got 8 options there. And I think everything comes with meat. Yep, even the salad comes with meat. Yeah. 6 options. Superb. Well done, Disney. Way of thinking ahead. Vegetarians hasn't just been invented, you know. I have 1 option. Jesus. Right.
They had droids. They were the droids we were looking for.
Really? Yeah. Only like $100 plus tax or something. Yeah, sod that. I don't think any of the droids in there are better than that one I showed you last night.
No, I don't think they are either.
That's a weird reference, people. But, I can't even remember what it's called. Dio? Anyway, whatever the new droid is from Rise of Skywalker, that's got like a unicycle type device. Hasbro made a little toy one and it looks really good, so. Yeah, I've not been impressed with the droids I've seen so far. Not for the price. I think you're paying more for the experience, aren't you? So. Right, so we're going towards Muppets now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just about to open and we've got a half pass for opening. Keep me away from that. I'll have to look at that.
So we're currently walking around in Toy Story Land, which I would say resembles the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, feels like it.
But with rides in it.
Really does.
I mean, I know there was this thing about there being no shade, but today is a really hot day. Disney doesn't seem to understand what air conditioning is either.
No, it's busy as well.
Yeah.
Which you expect, it's got 3 attractions in it.
Yeah.
You expect a lot of people to gravitate towards it, but
yeah.
It does just feel like an enlarged version of Paris's.
It's an enlarged version of Paris's, which, I mean, to be fair, doesn't have its own, like, a whole lot of shade, but then Paris doesn't have the same climate as Florida, and all these umbrellas they put up to give people shade are really in meet and greet use.
Yeah.
So if you want to meet and greet, you're great. I mean, why can they not stick something, like, you know, just make big tarp or whatever? You just do something, at least so there's cover over some parts of the land. It just seems...
It does feel like that maybe they're still waiting for things to grow in. I'm not sure it's going to make much difference.
I don't think it will. It's madness. It's just really hot.
We've been at Universal now for 3 days, and I've not been this warm the whole time we've been there.
Just call it sweaty, because it is. It's and also, like you said, like every shop we've been into so far, the air conditioning has either been non-existent or so low that you don't really get cooled down. Yeah. Which is the opposite. Like Universal, you go into shops to escape from the heat, or you go indoors.
I heard one of the cast members say in my movie queue for Rock and Roller Coaster that they wanted a fan in front of them.
Yeah. Why should a cast member be doing that? She should be in an environment that's comfortable. Is it cost cutting? Probably. It's just poor. And the other thing we can talk about as well is the fact that, you know, people always complain about how there's nothing to do in Walt Disney Studios over in Paris. Mm. And we've got this big expansion and all that, but to be honest, it's got more attractions.
Yeah.
It's got less places to eat and drink.
And with the how busy it is here, there seems to be less to do. It's busier, which then takes up a lot of the fast passes.
Yep.
We've tried to change ours this morning because we've got them done like within minutes of our opening time and haven't been able to change anything.
No, it's... Yeah, I mean, I get when there's not a lot of things to do, but the only attraction that's, as you said, the only attraction that's down really is a great movie ride.
Yeah.
You know, and they've, you know, replaced old attractions with new attractions.
Yeah,
but
we are missing Rise of the Resistance at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's only going to affect one area of the park.
It's not, it is, yeah.
It's not going to be causing how busy it is here.
No. So.
But the other thing we mentioned as well, how many DVC stalls there are.
It's ridiculous. Like, there's almost as many DVC stalls as eateries.
Yeah.
I know, like, they like to make money, but...
And there also seems to be a really big thing about guest experience at the moment. I've noticed there's lots of stalls for that. There's one just behind us.
That's like a dead end, really.
Yeah.
That's the kind of Pixar-y bit where it's just Incredibles meet and greets after Incredibles meet and greet. Guest experience. So I don't know what experience they mean.
No, I'm not sure whether it's meant to be helping people with My Disney Experience or whether... It's so they can help you book fast passes and all sorts of things like that. But it seems like there's a...
Right, we've been walking now for about 5 minutes and we've just got to shade.
Yeah.
My God. It's ridiculous.
I doubt it's going to be much longer than an hour.
Yeah. We did get warned coming in here. This is the worst Disneyland now by margin. And I have to agree. Fast pass plus sucks.
Yeah.
And
I think it probably works better in other parks, but this one just, it seems like it's really difficult to get hold of anything decent because of the bands that they put things in
there. Yeah, these new tiers suck.
Your B passes or a stunt show or something like that, your B tier is basically useless.
Yeah, it is pointless. We saw Muppet Vision
probably
for the last time.
Yeah.
I mean, we said, I think I've said that a few times, and it seems to hang on, but thoughts on it?
It's still an enjoyable show. We're both Muppet fans, so that's kind of why we decided to do it.
Well, that, and there was nothing else for us to do.
Well, yeah. We literally could have got Frozen, or...
Oh, Jesus,
or Disney Junior Dance Party.
Woohoo!
It's becoming increasingly difficult.
I think so.
But not sure, we've got 40 minutes until our next fast pass. Really, the only thing that's looking like it could be available at the moment is launch bay.
Shall we just go to the front and go to some shops?
Yeah.
And hope there might be some air conditioning. Just get out of the sun.
Yeah.
Oh. But Paul's got an iced Irish coffee, so he's all right.
I tried something because I've not had any energy boosting.
No, I had my monster on the way in. Almost got killed.
Yeah, by a cast member.
Yeah, because I dared to try and throw my can into a bin, and I wasn't allowed to walk towards the bin. Like, the bin wasn't even in the park. The bin was in...
It's got the alien popcorn buckets.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen a few people with them. Yeah, the bin was in the queue area.
Yeah.
Where we were anyway. But it was in a bit they didn't want me to stand in. So, like, I got rushed by three at once. It was very, very weird. I really couldn't work out what I was doing wrong, and I wasn't allowed to use a bin.
Yeah.
Amazing. I will say, like, I don't know if I recorded it or not, I don't think I did, but when we went to Tower of Terror and the woman kind of like went to me, fast pass.
Yeah.
Like, because I've never used my Disney experience.
No, there's no one actually standing there saying, scan please.
Yeah. There's no, everything's like direct orders. There is no politeness.
Yeah.
I've noticed today. Like, everyone seems to have, I don't know if people just have the ump or.
Yeah.
They just don't seem to have manners anymore. I'd like to think it's probably they just had the ump.
Then we've had some other cast members that were lovely, like the two that were in...
Yeah, two Rock and Roller Coaster were having a lot of fun.
There was a queue at the front while we were queuing that seemed to be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely seems like there's some work to be done with cast members at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and if you want to see One Man's Dream, it's... In fact, where's the Eternal stuff wasn't on, was it?
It wasn't up there, was it?
But and it was last week.
Yeah.
So I reckon
whether
it's gone.
Just replaced it with a Maleficent...
Probably.
...banner, and it's probably still in there.
What a load of crud. It would have been Maleficent too. Yeah, we're still getting used to Service Dogs as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, Service Dog fans, I just don't understand. Right. Let's go into some shops and...
Yeah. We've got a few bits to pick up.
Yeah. Right. See you in a bit. Right, so we just come in to Galaxy's Edge via the Muppets entrance.
Yeah.
And we both recorded a video of it. And I've got to say, walking in was one of the most disappointing... experiences I've ever had. I was like, is this it?
Yeah.
It looks so kind of generic. Like, when you go into Diagon Alley for the first time,
yeah.
You walk behind that wall and it opens up in front of you. And what we did is we walked into another land full of trees and some random spaceships dotted around. And then once you hit that marketplace, I was like, I'm in Star Wars now.
Yeah. I think that will change once Rise of the Resistance opens, because that's more or less right at the entrance.
Yeah, possibly. But I just think that it's just... I mean, you can't see much of Rise of the Resistance anyway. I don't know if you can when it'll be open, but there is just a lot of trees and some spaceships lying around, and it feels just like Star Tours or something.
Yeah.
But as soon as you come into that marketplace, you're like, this looks like a film set now. And so it went from being really underwhelming to, okay, this is actually quite special now.
Travelers, do we have reservations?
Yes.
Excellent. Hop on the line for me. Right, Sons Travelers, do we have reservations?
Name of Washington.
What time?
It's at 1.
1?
12:55, sorry.
What was the name again?
Washington.
For 2?
Yes, that's it.
You guys are all set, you just keep on moving forward for
Just trying to find my reservation from the under. My pants, that's why. There it is.
Right, so we're now at a very noisy Olga's Cantina. We've been here for 30 minutes now, and we're just about to have our second drink. We've had 2 drinks each. First drink took a bloody age.
Yeah.
Almost 20 minutes. And I had a fizzy Tauntaun. Yep, and mine had some really weird foam which makes your lips tingle like I've had Botox or something. I managed to get Paul to put the ice cube with it in his mouth, so that was good fun. But the thing is though, like, I was still drinking the foam, so I was getting it in there, but yeah, just a weird tingle. It was nice. It was like a really nice cocktail, but that tingling was weird. And we're going for the second round now. You're going for the blue milk.
Yeah.
Blue Band for milk. And I'm going for the carbon freeze, which looks to be some quite fun drink. So that's got balls in it, hasn't it?
Yes, I think
yeah,
so.
It's got balls. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's noisy.
Yeah, it is.
It's quite raucous. Poor Rex, I can't really hear what he's saying.
No.
It's a shame.
No.
I bet he's fun.
Yeah, I think unless you're standing right in front of him, you can't hear him.
It's great though, because I mean, you know, if you grew up watching Golden Star Tours, Rex is quite an important character,
yeah.
And it's nice that he's in this bar. But and it's pretty much standing room only, which is fine.
Yeah. That's what we expected. So.
Yeah, I didn't expect there to be loads of tables. You think it's smaller though than you expected?
Yeah,
it to be.
I thought it might have been a little bit bigger than it is. Even the bar's quite small looking at it.
Yeah.
There have been rumours that there's a second one somewhere that they haven't opened yet. Rather caused the fuss of only having one at the moment, making it harder to get into.
I think if they had a couple and each one had like a signature drink, that would be quite fun. So, yeah. But I've been quite impressed. It's not cheap, but then you would have been. It's an experience.
The soft drinks aren't as expensive as they could be. Like my first one was only $6 plus tax. So that, I don't think that's bad.
No, but we were getting $6 dollars a pint in the hotel last night. So, but no, I mean, you're paying for a themed experience.
Yeah.
You expect to pay a bit more. It's fine. I wouldn't do this every time, but certainly something I would do on an occasion. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, enjoying it.
And now after we finish here, Smuggler's Run, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the single rider's like.
Single rider's open,
yeah.
But the main queue is 70 minutes before we come in here, so I'd be interested to see if it goes down. It's lunchtime now, it might go down, it might not. Yeah. We'll see. But yeah. Alright, we'll just finish over there and we'll come back later on. Right, so we're just coming out of Olga's Cantina, and I really enjoyed myself, but P-Dubs is just going to do some video chatting with his family. So I have a little walk around here. But one thing I wanted to just mention was America is still so backwards when it comes to taking car payments. So I've got a Starling card. I was paying my drinks bill on my Starling card, the drinks that I bought. And it got declined because, for security reasons, my Starling card does not allow magstrip transactions. And that's basically the very old-fashioned way of swiping a card with a magnetic strip and you signing it. And they disabled that for security reasons, which makes sense. So, it got declined and he asked if I could pay with another card. But, of course, they don't speak to you in English. They speak to you native language. So it was all a bit of a kerfuffle, but we got it sorted. I just went into the app on the Starling card and unlocked that security setting, and it will automatically lock itself once I've finished. But yeah, so it's just a heads up, just in case that might affect anyone else, that they don't do chip and pin. They swipe your mag strip. It's crazy. They're about 20 years behind the rest of the world, but there you go. So anyway, after P-Dubs is finished, we're going to go and hit Smuggler's Run, or at least attempt it, so wish us luck.
My green gunners, thank you, and then my other engineer, perfect. Alright guys, who are my pilots?
Us.
You two, okay. You have left and right, big red button is brake, you have forward to go down, back to go up, and the hyperdrive, okay? My two gunners, you're going to shoot at anything that shoots at us, defend the ship, keep the thing in the sky, and then my engineers, anything the pilots break, you fix. It's your responsibility, all right?
Just don't break stuff.
Yeah.
We'll try.
It's not as simple as it seems. Go ahead down that hallway, stop in the middle, plates on the floor.
You're in control to reverse. Oh, left.
Good luck to you all.
You might need it. Today's flight takes you to the planet Corellia. You will be intercepting a first order trade shipment.
So when the light blinks, you gotta press it. That's all.
They're telling you.
Pilots, line up behind the train. And engineers, you harpooned that precious cargo. Now get the move on and know that I have complete faith in you. But I am coming along with you just in case.
Get ready to pile the foul.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Seated and supervise younglings. Por favor, permanezcan sentados y cuide a los niños.
Okay, everyone, buckle those seatbelts in towards the middle of the cockpit for me. Buckle those seatbelts.
No, you don't.
Pull it.
Pull it off.
I don't know where it goes to.
Right here, Joey.
It's like a car, dude. It's like a car. You know? Car?
Yeah.
I don't know. Time is money.
Okay, pilots, pull up on those yellow tabs.
I know, I'm still holding on.
Pilots, pull up on those yellow tabs.
Pilots, Matthew.
The red button. Press your flashing buttons, guys.
Oh,
don't ever let go.
as our coaxia. This would greatly help the resistance. You have heard the First Order and made Chewie proud. Now after my profit, your cut minus what you owe me for damaging the Falcon.
What's your score, Lee?
Hey, not bad.
Wow,
50%. Last time we had a 11% because you lost craftsmen everywhere. Details, I'll have to some
detail. R5, damage report. Engine failure, alright. Hyperdrive leak, that is not too good.
He's gotta fix things.
There's no Joey.
Multiple hull ruptures. It could be worse. Life support failure, that? Okay, that's something. I'm just going to cut you off there. It might be faster if you list the parts that are not damaged. You know, the ones that help us to... All right, I'm making an executive decision. Everybody out. Go on, get out.
All right, you heard the boss man, Tone Man Low, guys. Be sure you have all personal cargo. It's going to be just down the stairs.
All available techs, we have a Corellian freighter that needs immediate transport.
Wow.
This thing's seen better days. Better fix all that before the Wookiee sees it.
Okay, so I've just got off with a big pull outside, I think. I really enjoyed that. Even though I had arguably the worst job as an engineer, I thought it was brilliant. But, I was on there with a teenager with autism. He was verbal, but you know, had difficulty understanding what was going on. And this is supposed to be an interactive attraction, and he's been asked to do things and didn't know what to do, and I think they need to really rethink that, because not every guest is going to be able to follow instructions and do those kind of things. So he looked quite stressed out, and I felt really sorry for him, and everyone else was kind of doing what they were trying to do. That was a bit like that, but that's the only negative. But I do think they need to allow that to be considered as something. But otherwise, I was worried it was just Star Tours. It's a bit more than Star Tours. I mean, look, it's not going to break any records, it's not going to set the world on fire, but I just sat in the Millennium Falcon, and that's something I thought I'd never be able to do. And now P-Dubs is here. What do you think?
Brilliant.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved
it. Fantastic.
The only thing that was a shame was there was someone, the other engineer, appeared to be autistic and really didn't know what he should be doing, and he looked quite stressed out. And I think the problem is, like, no one's having a go at him or anything like that, but I think they need to, like, when you've got an interactive ride, I think they should be a way of disabling that.
Yeah.
Because he just wants to go and enjoy himself. He doesn't need all that kind of stress and stuff going on. Are we going straight back on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we're going straight back on. But otherwise, I mean, just stepping into that cockpit, man.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. So yeah, if you don't like Smuggler's Run, don't go back on it, because it'll be the queue shorter. So there you go. Right, back we go.
You to do certain things. Make yourself cooled down.
We're shaded.
Yeah.
We were shaded. We're now out in the open again.
Bloody shoelace, I've done again.
Oh God's sake, shoelace boy.
Why do I buy shoes that don't go up properly?
I reckon it's because you don't tie them properly.
Probably is. No, it's these. Tongues don't stay in properly. And they never have done ever since I bought them.
That's Paul's Fantasia shoes that we're talking about, because I thought it'd be a really good time to start recording a podcast.
When just as I talk about
shoes. Shoelaces. So we've just done, well, we haven't, that's a lie. But
no.
You don't know that, but we recently just did a second run through on Smuggler's Run. Waited a bit longer,
yeah,
but fine, still a good time. But we both got on vehicles that were being driven by kids.
Yeah.
And the difference can, the experience can be more different to our first one. Just not good. And the thing is, had that been your first experience,
yeah,
we were lucky in that our first experiences were both great.
Yeah, people that were willing to pilot it properly, and gunners that were actually banging on the buttons when you needed to.
Yeah. I had a gunner that didn't want to do anything, and I had two kids who couldn't reach the buttons properly.
Yeah.
And you and yours, one of the kids cried.
Yep. Yeah.
Excellent.
The main pilot, so brilliant. The Han version. Wasn't interested in doing anything. She was screaming and shouting and crying that she was scared and didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah.
So we can see both sides of why people have said it's a great ride and why people have said it's a bad ride.
Yeah. It really does depend on your experience. And, you know, we were just talking, they need to do something. Either they need to turn off some of the positions.
Yeah.
Or they need to, well, they're going to have to because, as I said, like, not. At the moment, every ride is fully operational with six people. You're not going to get that all the time.
No.
So,
especially when Rise of the Resistance opens, you're probably going to find that that's going to take people away.
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing is, I still think Rise of the Resistance is going to be a proper e-ticket.
Yeah.
That, I would still say, is probably a good D.
Yeah.
D grade.
Yeah, I would imagine so, or possibly even
EDCBA, I mean, it's good. It's no, I've not done it, but I've seen enough videos of Navi River Adventure, or Navi River Journey, to know that that looks awful.
Yeah.
And I don't think Smuggler's Run is.
No.
I think it's probably better than Star Tours, just because it's a bit more interactive.
Yeah, just because of the interactivity.
And
other
you're sat in the fucking cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
Exactly.
God's sake, people. But yeah, I get it. If you've been on, if you've had experience like that with people that can't be bothered, it sucks.
Yeah.
So
it really does.
I really think they should just do some automated ones so that people can just.
Yeah, I think that will probably come. I think at the moment it's probably a little bit more difficult for people.
Yeah.
To be able to do that with so many being forced through at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But it can't stay this way.
No.
For sure. So, might as well talk about it now. I mean, are you pleased with how Galaxy's Edge is shaping up?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've done a really great job. The theming's great. The bar was great.
Yeah.
We had a great time. We were in there for more than the allotted 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They didn't rush us.
No.
They even checked on us a couple of times.
Yeah, and it was busy, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. It was, Once Rise is finished, I think it's great, and I still think there's a few things they can do in there.
Yeah.
There's some space available.
Yeah, and we know there's an expansion pad because it was originally planned.
Yeah.
That there would be a third attraction, so you never know somewhere down the line.
I mean, my initial feel when I walked in there was disappointment because that entrance was awful.
And that's the better of the two entrances.
Jeez.
Because the other one's a transition straight from Toy Story Land.
The thing is, like, I compare it to Diagon Alley, rightly or wrongly.
Yeah.
But when you walk past that wall into Diagon Alley and that opens up in front of you, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
That was just trees and ships.
Yeah.
Exactly. No sense. You know what it was like? It was like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Adventure Playground I used to have here. Yeah. It was just stuff stuck somewhere. That was
exactly.
it. But no, very good. Grateful. Our wives will not be listening to this. Well, possibly. But if they are, thank you very much for letting us go. I'm really glad I experienced it, and I can't wait to come back and see it in a few years' time when it's all realised. But good work, good work.
Yeah, definitely enjoyed it.
Right, some shops, and then we're going to try and do the Skyline, I think.
Yeah, so right, where are we going? Star Wars. I'm going to get that polo shirt, I think.
Okay.
And that's it.
Get a sandwich. Oh yeah, the up stuff. So I personally think there's no better place to wrap up an episode of Diz After Dark than walking around Islands of Adventure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Specifically in the Lost Continent area of the park. So we managed to go on the Skyliner.
Yep.
which I think we both agreed was really good.
Yeah, I think that's the future of Disney Transport.
I'm not a massive fan of the takeoff and landing, but I don't like flying. No. So, you know, but I mean, for speed.
Yeah, we were from Hollywood Studios to Caribbean Beach Resort in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, less, I think it was just under four. Oh, sorry, just over four. It was incredibly quick. The only thing in this kind of, it said delayed, well, I don't know what that means. The only thing with it that I found is that, you know, where it is in Florida, is it means it's gonna be something that is probably gonna be down.
Yeah.
Quite a lot at certain times of the year, so it's definitely going to be beneficial. But hurricane season, it's obviously not going to be used, which is a shame. But it will definitely ease traffic when they can use it, which will be a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Hollywood Studios?
It still needs work.
I think it needs a lot of work.
It does tend to rely on a lot of shows. Which isn't for everybody.
No.
People go to theme parks for multiple reasons, and for Disney to be doing that is kind of... definitely they need to improve on actual attractions rather than just musical shows and such.
Yeah. I think Dark Arts might be going on.
Possibly.
There's an awful lot of people here.
It's definitely going to be on at some point.
Yeah. Or are they waiting for?
They're waiting for Hagrid's to reopen. Because it is actually open. But
extended delay. Might reopen, might not.
Yeah. And queue, I would say.
It's probably a proper queue.
Yeah, it is. No, it's not that big.
No, actually, it's deceptive.
Yeah, but then you're on their property.
I'd say it's shorter than yesterday, but when it was open. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, shorter than yesterday when it was open. I tried to go on it, but still. Superhero Island?
Yeah.
Hollywood Studios. So, yeah, it just seems like there's a lot of unused space.
Yeah.
I know change and, you know, people react to change. For me, it just didn't feel as enjoyable as it used to.
There was a lot of, obviously, the streamosphere's gone for now.
Yeah.
We didn't see any of that.
No, none at all.
That's the end of the summer season. It's happened here in Orlando and in California that they've cut a lot of that entertainment that you see out on the streets. We can't tell you what it was like in any of the other Disney parks because we've not been to them. So it might be that other parks have still got it. But at the moment, Hollywood Studios definitely hasn't got any.
And also, like, it was so hot today. Now,
yeah.
Every day this weekend has been a glorious hot day, right?
Yeah.
But today just felt a lot more. And I can only put it down to the fact that all the air conditioning was cranked up really, really low.
Yeah.
And also, and very apparent in Toy Story Land, was the complete lack of any shade. Just awful.
Yeah, no, it was, and I don't know whether that's partly been affected by the rain we had last night, whether it's made it a bit more humid today than it has been.
You think the opposite though, like normally when you get rain, it's normally cooler the next day, but this is Florida, I don't know, but regardless, the fact is it was much hotter, it felt much hotter, and there was less places to kind of go and relax. Which had a knock-on effect. I think we both felt a bit more groggy today, walking around parks.
I've kind of taken a break from Halloween Horror Nights at the moment, just for the next hour or so, just to let the sun go down and have a bit of a bimble before we go and hit some of the houses again.
That's right. It's the last night, and we're just going to go around, bump into people, meet up with some people. Just leisurely, though, no kind of pressure tonight. We've done all the houses a few times. I mean, you've done all the houses at least twice, right?
Only once on some of them. But they weren't ones that really grabbed my attention.
Right. So, not doing it a second time isn't high on your priorities.
No.
But We've got a few that we want to do again tonight, so we will use our express pass for that. And then we've got to sort some time out, I suppose, to bloody well pack.
Yeah. Stuff it in the suitcase.
Yeah.
And away we go. We didn't bring that much, so it doesn't take that much to repack everything.
Take them all back, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's our kind of this after dark for this week.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
No, just that we've had a really great trip. It was lovely to get some Disney in. We got a little bit extra. We're going to one of the resorts as well this afternoon after the Skyliner opened today. So, and somewhere that I'd stayed previously. So it was quite nice to see what they'd done with the refurb they did a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. So thank you for listening to this episode of This After Dark. And we're back with a regular episode.
Yeah.
We'll soon. I'm not sure this is going to go out. I'll go out sometime after we get back. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Why? Because we like you.
Kick it!
Can't get enough, can't get enough!
Kick the 1, 2, 3!
Mickey Mania! Never gonna end Mickey Mania! You're my Mickey Mania!
He's really a nice mouse.
He sure is!
Now hold on, move it, live it up, move it, give it a rock, the house of the mouse!
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.